During the Vietnam War, the Ho Chi Minh Trail was used by the Communists to supply guns, ammunition, and food to the South to fight against the U.S. and the South Vietnamese government forces. The trail was a network of primitive roads and dirt tracks, often bombed but never destroyed by the United States. The Vietnamese government has decided to turn the road into a proper highway in the name of development, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In Quang Chi province, just a few miles from the border with Laos, the mist-covered hills and valleys still carry scars from the war. Much of the thick green jungle is second growth, and there are still ugly bare patches on the hills, reminders of the bombing and the defoliants used to deny the enemy cover. 65-year-old Ving lives in a small village along the route of the old trail, now the new road. Surrounded by children, Ving chuckles as he remembers how the U.S. repeatedly tried and failed to stop the flow of men and supplies along the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
They bombed it so much that only the rocks were left. The trees and everything else you see here has grown since then. When they bombed, our soldiers would stay in carefully dug the shelters. And when it was over, they would come out and repair the rock. Many trucks were damaged or destroyed, but the Americans could not stop the flow.
After the war ended, so did most of the traffic along the trail. The government is hoping the new highway will change that, opening the area to development and providing the locals with better transport links to markets in more populated areas. 20 miles to the north of Ving's tiny village, a construction crew is carving a new roadbed out of the red clay hills overlooking the town of Khe Sanh. Many Americans remember Khe Sanh and the bloody battle there, and a few still return to visit the war museum that commemorates that battle. Ming, the museum's curator, says he hopes more veterans and tourists will come when the road is done.
When the highways finish, I think the way is very bad. And the people, you know, they want to visit the very famous road, Ho Chi Minh Trail, so they will come, I think so. Foreigner and Vietnamese.
There is little doubt that Vietnam needs more and better roads. Highway 1, the country's main north-south artery that runs along the coast, has changed little since the war 30 years ago. In some places, like this one near Hue, Highway 1 is reduced to just a single lane as crews try to patch the tired tarmac. During the monsoon, the country's primary road is often closed for days at a time due to flooding. Huang Dang Mai is a senior official with the Quang Chi People's Committee.
If we can improve transportation links, it will bring about huge benefits in terms of economic development. The old highway cannot meet the transportation demand. Moreover, the weather here is very harsh and the rainy season is long. So the Ho Chi Minh Highway provides a solution for these problems.
But some say the new highway has the potential to create new problems as well, especially in the central highlands.
There's likely to be an increase in the number of accidents and deaths and injuries as a result of opening up the new highway, just because that's along the route that was one of the most heavily bombed areas of the war.
Chuck Searcy is Vietnam Country Director for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. The group is preparing a study on the new road's impact in the highlands. It's an area where dozens of people are killed or maimed each year by unexploded ordnance from the war.
With people moving back in to that new development area, and without the area having been cleared beyond the immediate construction area of the road itself, when you start getting 30 or 50 or 100 feet off the road, chances are people will be exposed to huge amount of this debris, deadly debris, left over from the war.
Others worry about the environmental impact of the highway, which runs through several protected areas. This is Cuc Phuong National Park, one of the country's oldest, biggest, and most diverse. It's a few hours' drive south of the capital, Hanoi. Responding to critics' concerns, the government has rerouted the highway to avoid most of the park. But Professor Lu Duc Hai of Hanoi's University of Science is still concerned. Hai says he's worried that the highway will give poachers easier access to the forest and its wildlife in a region where the illegal animal trade is big business. Some foreign governments and lending institutions are also skeptical about the new highway. One Western banking official calls the Ho Chi Minh Highway a political road for political reasons, a central part of the government's ongoing campaign to reunify the North and South that will do little to ease congestion on Highway 1 to the east. The new road, the official says, is out of the way and will take twice as long to drive as Highway 1. Health workers worry about the new highway aiding the spread of HIV from urban areas to the countryside. But government officials are undeterred. Huang Dong Mai of the Quang Chi People's Committee.
During the war, the road played an important role providing ammunition and other supplies to the South so that we could bring about reunification. Now it will be used for economic development and for the people's spiritual development. One of Ho Chi Minh's wishes was for all the Vietnamese to have enough food, clothes, and education. And this road will help realize that dream.
The first of three phases of the new Ho Chi Minh Highway has now been completed. By the year 2020, Vietnam hopes to expand the road from 2 to 8 lanes, making it one of the most ambitious road projects ever in Asia. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.